Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Joe.
I'm Mike.
Today, we are on Meet the Wongs.
I love meeting the Wongs.
Meeting the Wongs.
I meet the Wongs every month, and it's the best thing in my whole life.
They come back, and we learn more about their ongoing story.
Yes.
It's a little bit like a soap opera. And previously, on Meet the Wongs...
What happened?
We found out that Regina
yes.
was hitting on Leo.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hitting on means like you're flirting with somebody. You're trying
Leo, you're so strong. Leo, you're so handsome.
Scary. Scary. Very scary stuff.
Leo and Paige are like a couple.
Yeah, that's what made it not so okay. So Paige learned about
Regina.
This and decided, yeah, she decided she had to do something about it. She could not let this happen. This
no.
cannot continue.
If you know two people are dating, it's not cool to come between them and
it's
try to
hands off.
Hit on one of them. That is very, very disrespectful and will lose you lots of friends.
So what is she going to do about it? We're going to learn about how she's going to handle this very difficult situation on the program today. So let's read through the article. And then we'll be back to discuss it.
Meet the Wongs, a cat fight.
Serena, how long have you known Regina?
We've been best friends since we were three.
Do you guys ever have disagreements?
Of course. We don't always see eye to eye.
Has she ever betrayed you?
Huh. I think she's trying to steal my boyfriend.
I'm experiencing the same thing, too. She's always sending messages to Leo and calling him babe.
Really? I thought Regina was doing this to get back at me because Nate chose me. I didn't know she liked Leo too.
Beats me. It's really bothering me, and it's putting a strain on my relationship with Leo.
We should probably have a word with her.
Word power!
Since. We haven't seen each other since we were in high school. We haven't seen each other since we were in high school. Same. Jennifer and Lily bought the same dress. Jennifer and Lily bought the same dress. Message. Send me a message when you arrive at the MRT station. Send me a message when you arrive at the MRT station. Bother. I know you're trying to avoid me, and it's bothering me. I know you're trying to avoid me, and it's bothering me.
Okay, the article starts off today by saying, we start with Paige.
Paige
says, Serena,
okay.
How long have you known Regina?
Shh.
Okay, so...
Don't talk about Regina so loudly.
Oh, sorry.
But it's okay, because they're working on a project, and they're alone.
Yeah, they're
so
alone.
They can talk about
okay,
other people.
They're working on something like, I guess, a class project.
Mm.
And says, how long have you known Regina? Just means, well, how long have you been friends? Or
yeah.
how long have you been talking
how
to each
days,
other?
How many days, weeks, months, years? How long has your relationship been?
Okay, so how long has she known her?
Oh, I'll give you the answer. Mm. Serena says, we've been best friends since we were three. Wow,
that's a long time.
That is a long time, considering they're in like high school now. So since they were three... That's how long they've been best friends. Since is a great word. It's a conjunction. We use it to show when something started, when it began. For example, we haven't seen each other since We were in high school. So from that time until now, that's how long we're talking about, okay? It's kind of the same as how we use for or something like that. Again, it shows how much time something has been going on. Since shows when it started.
Paige has a question next. She says, do you guys ever have disagreements? Ooh. A disagreement, of course, is when you do not agree with someone. Mm. Or it can also mean you're having a little fight about something.
Sure.
One person says one thing, the other person says, no, that's not right. I don't agree with that. You're wrong. And you have a little fight, or you just share your opinions with each other, and hopefully you work it out and you end the disagreement in a mature and a rational way. You don't just call each other names or hit each other or something like that. That's how me and Mike resolve our disagreements. He just punches me in the face and I punch him back. End of disagreement.
And then we're friends
again. And then we're friends.
But that's an important point. You can be friends with someone and still have disagreements.
Of course.
Right? You can have disagreements with your family, your loved ones, your friends. It's okay as long as it doesn't become, you know, punching each other or saying really horrible, mean things to each other. It's normal to disagree sometimes.
Me and Mike disagree all the time because Mike's always wrong.
Well, I do really think that Transformers 3 was the best movie
made. You're wrong.
It was the best movie ever made.
Now we're having a disagreement.
Absolutely wrong about...
Wait, we agree to disagree.
Okay, well, of course, lots of other people disagree, and it seems Serena and Regina are the same. Of course, Serena says, of course we have disagreements. We don't always see eye to eye. If you see eye to eye with someone, this is an expression meaning you have an agreement. You have the same point of view. You think the same thing. There's no disagreement if you see eye to eye because you think the same thing.
If you don't see eye to eye, of course, it means you have a disagreement.
Yeah.
You have different opinions about something. Okay.
Absolutely.
So they do not see eye to eye.
Okay.
Paige then has another question. Mm. She's asking lots of questions.
About Regina,
Yeah, she says, has she ever betrayed you?
Ooh.
If you betray somebody...
That's more serious.
It means you're being kind of sneaky. You're doing something behind their back. You're doing something you're not supposed to be doing.
No.
Perhaps you're doing something they asked you not to do. For example, if somebody asked you to keep a secret and then you went and told everybody about it, then that would be betraying somebody, doing something you were not supposed to do. So that's the question. Has she ever betrayed you? Has she ever done something to you that she was not supposed to do?
That's right. Of course, it's never nice to do something you're not supposed to do to another person. But I think when we use betray, it's a little more serious because it has this idea that you were friends.
Yes.
This wasn't a stranger. This wasn't someone you don't really know. This was a friend, and then you did something bad to them. So that's why being betrayed is extra painful and extra evil if you do it. Well, Serena thinks... she says, ha, I think she's trying to steal my boyfriend. Wait, Serena's saying this too.
Okay.
So it seems that Regina is very, very sort of free with other people's boyfriends because Paige, of course, already had the worry that Regina was stealing Leo from Paige. But Serena thinks maybe the same thing. Maybe Regina is doing the same thing, trying to steal her boyfriend. And of course, that would be a great betrayal. That would be a terrible thing to do to a friend who trusts you.
Yeah, she's trying to steal her boyfriend. Steal means to take something that does not belong to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you steal something from a store, it means you have not paid for it. You just picked it up and tried to walk out of the store with it. You can do things like steal somebody's boyfriend or girlfriend.
Doesn't mean she's going to take the boyfriend and put him in a bag and run away with him.
Although that would be one way.
That would be one way.
Probably not a very PC or modern way
to
do it.
But if someone steals your boyfriend or girlfriend, that means they get your boyfriend or girlfriend to fall in love with them, and then that boyfriend or girlfriend breaks up with you, your relationship ends, and this person has the person that you loved with them now.
Now
very bad.
Very, very bad. Very sneaky.
Yes.
And Paige says, I'm experiencing the same thing too.
Yeah.
So she's going through the same situation.
See?
She's always sending messages to Leo.
Well, that's okay. They're maybe just classmates. They're in a science project together. I think that's perfectly fine.
and calling him babe.
That's not perfectly
not
fine.
Not cool.
That's evil. Don't
That's
do
very
that.
Evil. She's trying to steal him away, obviously. Babe, of course, is like a nickname that couples will have
Honey,
for each other.
Darling, sweetie, things like that.
Things like that, that if other people catch you calling each other that, they kind of go,
Yeah. The only time you would use babe if you're not talking about your boyfriend or girlfriend is if maybe you're like an actor or a lawyer in Hollywood. Yeah, babe. Sure thing, babe. Talk to you, babe. I'll call you tomorrow, babe.
You want to sound really smooth.
Yeah, but it's not something normal people use.
Nah.
Especially if it's, you know, a young guy and a young girl and one's calling the other babe. You would assume that they're in love, that they're boyfriend or girlfriend or something like that. Now, we also have this word same, right? Paige said that Regina is doing the same thing to her. If something is the same, it's exactly alike. There's no difference between them. Okay, if you go out and buy a blue shirt from XYZ store and then your friend buys a blue shirt from XYZ store, you bought the same shirt. It's exactly alike. Now, it's not the same one. They have one, you have one, but they look the same. There's no difference between them. For example, Jennifer and Lily, they bought the same dress. That's okay. Buying the same dress is okay. Wearing the same dress to a party, that's kind of embarrassing.
One of you is gonna
remember that time we wore the same dress to a party?
Oh, that was embarrassing.
Oh, my gosh.
I looked better in it, though.
No way. Your legs look fat.
We're having this. Yeah, that's true.
Your legs look fat.
Got to get back in the gym. We also saw the word message.
Yes.
She was sending messages to Leo. I guess that would be like a text message or online or on WhatsApp or something like that.
Could be a written message, like a little note,
a little
letter.
That's so 1996.
But people don't do that anymore.
People don't do that anymore. A message is a piece of information sent in electronic form.
Usually it's short.
It's short. Or, for example, it could be by email or by cell phone.
Right.
For example, we could say, send me a message when you arrive at the MRT station. Send me a message when you arrive at the MRT station.
That's not when you want to write.
You don't want to send it by carrier pigeon.
It would take 2 days.
It would take a long time.
Yeah, well, Serena's surprised at this. Really? Really? So Regina's doing the same thing and trying to steal your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Serena's surprised. Really? She says, I thought Regina was doing this to get back at me because Nate chose me. I didn't know she liked Nate, too. So Serena wasn't too surprised, I guess, that Regina was interested in her boyfriend, Nate, because I guess they both like Nate, Regina and Serena did. But Nate, in the end, chose to date Serena, so Regina was a little bit jealous. But she thought it was just about that one boy, Nate. And she's surprised, I didn't know she liked Leo, too. She likes my boyfriend and your boyfriend. She likes a lot of boys.
She likes everybody.
If you get back at someone, that means you get revenge. They did something mean to you. You do something mean to them later on to make it even.
Paige then says, beats me. It's really bothering me, and it's putting a strain on my relationship with Leo.
Makes it difficult to have a relationship.
Yeah. Beats me just means I don't know.
I'm surprised. I don't understand.
I don't know what's going on. And to bother means to annoy somebody or to cause them worry. That's bothering me
right now.
A little bit.
I tickle your ear while you're talking?
A little bit. We're going to have a talk about this after the program. And it's putting strain on our relationship. It means it's making your friendship difficult. That's making our relationship difficult.
Strained.
Serena ends the article today by saying we should probably have a word with her. Mm. Have a word with somebody means to have a serious discussion about something.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a word with each other in our wrap-up next.
Okay.
Today on the program, we've been going through our soap opera saga that is Meet the Wongs. It's been all about boyfriends and stealing of boyfriends.
That's right. You see, at the beginning, I thought what we had here was a love triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We had Leo, the boyfriend.
Yep.
We had Paige.
Yep.
And then we had Regina, who's trying to steal Leo from the boyfriend. But it turns out we have more of a love pentagram.
It's very complicated.
There's Serena and Nate, who Regina likes.
Yep.
But there's also Paige and Leo.
Yep.
And Regina likes Leo, too.
See, I'm glad you're here to help me keep track of all this.
I think what we need to do is find a boyfriend for Regina.
Yes.
A boyfriend who's not Nate or Leo, and then Regina can be happy, and she can leave the other boyfriends alone.
She can stop trying to steal other people's boyfriends.
So, if you would like to be Regina's boyfriend, write us a letter.
Yes.
Send us a little photograph. Tell us about your interests, your hobbies,
She's not real. Oh. She's a character.
Really?
Yeah.
But they're so believable.
They are believable.
We see them every month.
That's what makes this good stories. And we're going to...
I spend more time with them than I do with my own family.
I think the reality is starting to get blurred for you. You're getting too into the story, but that's not necessarily a bad thing.
That's why they never answer my emails.
I guess so. We're going to learn more about this and more about why Mike is emailing imaginary characters on tomorrow's program. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Mike.
Goodbye.
At least Santa's real, right?
We'll have a word about that.
Step by step.
I think she's trying to steal my boyfriend. I think she's trying to steal my boyfriend.
Really? How awful! Do you want to have a word with her?
I think she's trying to steal my boyfriend.
You're thinking too much. She just gets along with everyone.
I think she's trying to steal my boyfriend.
Really? How awful! Do you want to have a word with her?
I think she's trying to steal my boyfriend.
You're thinking too much. She just gets along with everyone.
I didn't get a ticket for Jolene's concert. It sold out in 5 minutes.
I didn't get a ticket for Jolene's concert. It sold out in 5 minutes.
最近有越来越多的国际歌手都会增加台湾一站，像前几年啊有 Lady Gaga、玛丽亚·凯莉，今年啊有魔力红、Imagine Dragons， 还包括很多的韩团等等的，像是之前的封麦的江蕙也是全台好几场演唱会，发现哇，台湾歌迷也是很疯狂，新闻总是说谁谁谁的演唱会又被秒杀，一开放订票就马上卖光光，我们就来学一下卖光的英文 sell out。这个片语其实很常见，例如你要买面包、买蛋糕，或是热门时段的电影票、演唱会门票卖光了，都可以用到这个字。我们就来看看今天的小聚会。I didn't get a ticket for Jolene's concert. It sold out in 5 minutes. 五分钟票就卖光光了。如果有抢过票的人，应该就知道这一点也不夸张吧。Sell out 可以当动词片语，也可以把 sell 改成过去分词 sold。S-O-L-D, sold out, 变成形容词片语，意思就是销售一空的。For example, the soup of the day is all sold out, 今天的汤都卖完了。下次看到 sold out 的牌子，你就知道是什么意思啦。Let's review again. I didn't get a ticket for Jolene's concert. It sold out in 5 minutes. 那小聚会我们下次见咯。See you next time.
I didn't get a ticket for Jolene's concert. It sold out in 5 minutes.
I didn't get a ticket for Jolene's concert. It sold out in 5 minutes.
Meet the Wongs. A cat fight.
Serena, how long have you known Regina?
We've been best friends since we were 3.
Do you guys ever have disagreements?
Of course. We don't always see eye to eye.
Has she ever betrayed you?
Huh. I think she's trying to steal my boyfriend.
I'm experiencing the same thing, too.She's always sending messages to Leo and calling him babe.
Really? I thought Regina was doing this to get back at me because Nate chose me. I didn't know she liked Leo too.
Beats me. It's really bothering me, and it's putting a strain on my relationship with Leo.
We should probably have a word with her.
Since. We haven't seen each other since we were in high school. We haven't seen each other since we were in high school. Same. Same. Jennifer and Lily bought the same dress. Jennifer and Lily bought the same dress. Message. Message. Send me a message when you arrive at the MRT station. Send me a message when you arrive at the MRT station. Bother. Bother. I know you're trying to avoid me, and it's bothering me. I know you're trying to avoid me, and it's bothering me.